Mother's Day is on the way, and 95.3 Gorilla loves your mom so much, we want to get that girl paid.
This year, the Gorilla is celebrating your mom with cold, hard cash.
Listen to Ryan on the Morning Show this week at 7:30 a.m. to nominate a mom live on the radio.
It's the Mom Noms on 95.3 Gorilla. You can nominate any mom you love. Your mother, wife, daughter, anyone who's a great mom.
We'll get her on the phone and drop $500 on that mother.
It's the Mom Noms from the only station showering your mom with money this year.
95.3 Gorilla.
The following program is brought to you with limited commercial interruption.
I'm very excited. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
What? Put on a show.
Boy, that's a toughie. We'd need a microphone for that.
We got a big broadcast to do here.
What are we waiting for?
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
To the airwaves.
It's showtime.
All right, let's do it. Hey, the Shuckers are back this week with a big old homestand versus the Columbus Clingstones. And we're going to be out there. Our very own Alyssa is going to be live Thursday from 4 to 6 at Keesler Federal. It's going to be a whole ton of fun. Shuckers and the Clingstones. That homestand starts today with Two for Tuesday. They have $2 food and drink specials, free teas to the first 250 fans. Bark in the Park is coming up tomorrow with Military Wednesday. Tiki Thursday with $2 PBRs, dogs and cokes, fireworks Friday. Saturday is Top Gun jumpsuit cap giveaway. And Sunday, Bluey and Bingo Night. There's always something fun going down at the Shuckers. And we're going to see you Thursday from 4 to 6. Alyssa will be live at Keesler Federal with 95.3 Gorilla. You can win tickets all week long right here on the Morning Show, too. Let's get you in to see the Biloxi Shuckers with the Gorilla. Shuck yeah!
95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin.
Ryan Gavin.
In the morning.
In the morning.
On 95.3 Gorilla.
Gorilla.
So we're doing a race to the bottom today. I want to find out, of everybody listening, who's been married the shortest amount of time? That's our question of the day today. You know, we always celebrate people that are married for like 70 years, 75 years together. And it's always this big thing, right? We have big, huge anniversary parties when you hit 30 and 50 years married, and it's this big celebration. But what about people that were married for like, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours or a couple of days? I know you're out there. I'm asking about this today because on average, Americans are staying married for less and less time. The average length of a marriage is shortening in America. Now the average length, this is the average length, including people that stay together forever. The average length of a marriage is down a decade from a decade ago. It used to be 33 years. Now it's 23 years on average. Yep. That's kind of interesting. I want to know who's been married the least amount of time? Shortest marriages. First is Alicia. Go for it.
My brother was married for a month.
Okay.
And then he calls me and tells me to pick him up because she's coming after him with a hammer.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I was just going to, like, get ready to say what? He needs somebody to come and pick him up. And then I was like, yep, nope. That's valid. That's valid. That's awful. So a month is the record that we've got right now. Who's next? Ben's up next. Ben, can you beat a month?
I got a guy I work with. He lasted a whopping 3 months.
That is lightning fast. Can't beat a month, but still, that's crazy. That's nuts. How about you? Who's next? I got Andrew next on the phone. Andrew, you said you had a story from your best man's wedding?
At the wedding, they couldn't find the groom or the bride for the grand march.
Oh, no. Where was she? What was she doing?
And the groom's mother and the groom found her in the back of the limo with the ex-boyfriend.
Oh, my God. Okay, I think this one's the record. Like, that didn't even happen. That was like a minute long. Did they even make it to the altar? That's crazy. Time for one more. Alyssa's next. Alyssa, how long was your sister married?
She went through dating, engagement, marriage, and divorce all in under a year. 8 months into their relationship, and she calls me up going, I'm getting a divorce.
Hey, man, if it's bad, it's bad. You got to get out if it's bad.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
The hammer's coming down on Brittany. Listen.
She is not to use or possess drugs without a valid prescription. She's ordered to continue in her mental health and substance treatment. She's ordered to meet with a psychologist once a week and a psychiatrist twice a month.
Yeah, Britney Spears' DUI charge was dropped after she took a plea deal. She accepted 12 months probation and all those conditions that you just heard. She didn't even show up at the hearing, though. I figured, like, you know, at least she should have to show up in court, huh? Dolly Parton has canceled her September Vegas residency due to ongoing health issues, including kidney stones and immune system complications. Dolly is now 80. She said she's responding really well to meds and treatments, but she doesn't want to risk her health, and she feels swimmy-headed. So good luck to Dolly. We hope she recovers as quickly as possible. Lizzo says she's ready to testify in the lawsuits against her, and she's rejected all settlements.
You would be prepared, Lizzo, to take the witness stand and testify?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would look fabulous while doing it.
But even though it'll bring out more salacious details about your life, possibly,
the truth will come out. And that's why I'm not afraid of it.
You're not afraid?
No, not at all.
Yeah, Lizzo swinging for the fences. That was her talking to Gayle King on CBS News, saying she will go to court and defend herself against the allegations that have been made against her. Olivia Wilde is responding to fans comparing her to Gollum after a viral interview. What?
Listen, that is a fisheye lens. And I admit, is that my best angle? Was that my best ever look? No.
Oh, man, that photographer must have done her dirty. I haven't seen the picture, but if she's laughing and crying while denying that she looks like Gollum from The Lord of the Rings, it must be pretty bad. There you go. There's your Showbiz Buzz today. Happy Cinco de Mayo. It's May 5th, 2026.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
All right, on today's date back in 1962, the soundtrack to a movie went number one and stayed there for more than a year, for 54 weeks. Any guesses what that might have been from 1962? I'm going to tell you in just a second. On this date in 1997, the final episode of Married with Children aired on Fox. Today is May 5th. That means it's Cinco de Mayo today. Movies and TV shows can you recognize? Listen to this.
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo!
Also Cinco de Mayo.
No, that's Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Cuatro's in 2 days.
No, Cinco de Mayo.
But John Edwards and I were supposed to ride on a Cinco de Mayo float.
Antonio, why don't you invite your girlfriend to our Cinco de Mayo party?
Cinco de Mayo already?
Oh, yeah.
She said it's Cinco de Mayo.
And make Cinco de Mayo numero uno.
Hey, getting your lawn ready for Cinco de Mayo?
Oh, my God. What day of Mayo is it?
Cinco.
Well, kids, enjoy yourselves. Cinco de Mayo is as Mexican as it gets.
There's always a Simpsons or a Family Guy quote for pretty much everything, huh? All right, before I give you the answer to today's music trivia question, Adele is celebrating a big birthday today. Adele is 38.
So
all right, let's take you back to the 60s. On today's date in 1962, the soundtrack to what movie went number one and stayed there for 54 weeks? It was West Side Story.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and gay.
I spent more than a year at the top of the Billboard album chart. There you go. There's your flashback freakout today. Happy Cinco de Mayo. It's May 5th.